The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
I try to make a note on them, but there's so many of them. So much of what is done in the U.S. today and in the English-speaking world, in England or in Australia, and in much of Europe still to this day as well. All of these cultural traditions and customs and what have you, almost all of them have their basis, their genesis, in something that that was developed during the development of Christian civilization, what we lament today that passed, called Christendom. And there's hardly anything, down to a handshake, down to a salute. There's almost nothing that did not come, as Father Slattery writes in his magnificent book, Heroism and Genius, which we have in the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com, how priests settled the Western world and how they can resettle it today.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we should say priests because, again, this is not me being anti-clerical. Most of that work was done by monks, and most of those monks weren't priests.
Does he say priest on the cover, or does he say Catholic?
He actually nuances it a bit, how Catholic priests helped something or other. So he didn't say that they did it all.
Okay,
but,
right.
But, I mean, and also, of course, they were important lay people. Like, look at these Spanish explorers. The friars couldn't get here, many of whom were brothers, by the way. The friars couldn't get here if it weren't for the fact that you had these military men, you know, who are obviously laymen, who brought them over. St. Francis, the greatest missionary since St. Paul was St. Francis Xavier, baptized with his own hand that I have personally venerated in the Basilica of St. Ignatius in Rome. The Church of the Gesù in Rome. Baptized with his own hand, 3 million people. Greatest missionary since St. Paul. St. Francis Xavier would not have been able to go to India, to Japan, to Goa, and die on the islands of Shenzhen wishing to get into China, pointing his crucifix at China, lay dying, praying that China would one day be evangelized. This man would not have been able to do what he did if it weren't for the Portuguese soldiers who brought him over. So, Christendom was certainly built by priests, mostly by monks. And again, most of those monks were up to a certain time were not priests. Saint Benedict wasn't a priest. This is not well known, but he wasn't a priest.
No, he wasn't.
Of course, Saint Francis wasn't a priest either. He was a deacon, but he wasn't a priest.
Now, brother, let me give you one more before we run out of time. One more that we had this morning. Many of you are going to have later this morning. And many of you will have tomorrow to start your day. And then you may have some concoction of it, some version of it, after your Thanksgiving meal to sit down and watch football games or play music or whatever. And that is cappuccino, which comes to us after the Battle of Vienna. When F. Murray Abraham played him in the movie. What's his name?
Blessed Marco d'Aviano.
Marco d'Aviano discovers these coffee beans that the Turks are carrying around and falls in love with the beverage. Doesn't he send something to Pope and ask him, hey, is it okay if we consume this? And the Pope, is that part of the story, brother, or am I thinking of something else?
I read the quote from the Pope. He said something like, this is a delicious beverage. We shouldn't let the pagans keep it to themselves or something like that. St. Teresa of Avila, in her day, there was a controversy over whether the nuns should be allowed to drink coffee. And St. Teresa of Avila, as incredibly aesthetical as she was, said, absolutely, we can drink coffee. F. Murray Abraham's character in there, he was a Capuchin friar. Capuchin is a type of Franciscan. And they're named after the garment, the capuche, because in their habit, the capuche is actually sewed on to the tunic. It's all one piece.
Okay.
That's what they call Capuchins, by the way. So they have a brown habit, a dark brown habit. And what Blessed Marco d'Aviano did is he made this stuff You know, I don't know that the Muslims left directions. I doubt it. But he made this, figured out how to make it, and he drank it. He said, oh, this is terribly bitter. This is too bitter.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.